All right. Welcome to Magic's Big Adventure, Volume 1, a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast feature. I had considered maybe doing some cute music or some kind of intro gimmick for this, but let's just go for it. I'll just talk and, you could play this when you're trying to get to sleep or something like that, because I have an amazing ability to put people to sleep. But hey, look at it this way. No gimmicks. It's 100% pure magic, baby. Oh, yeah. The idea behind the Magic's Big Adventure series is to talk about some of my adventures since I came to AboveTopSecret.com last year on July 10th, I think it was, and just kind of put a voice, I guess, behind some of the stuff that I've posted and some of the things that have gone on. I'm sure a lot of people, one of the classic, kind of the idea here is just to kind of talk about some of the stuff that I've experienced since I've come to ATS, and it's changed me quite a bit. I have changed a lot since I first came to ATS, and I like to think it was an improvement. When I first came here, the big thing that I was interested in was I'm pretty excited about, this whole Majestic thing, and, my username is M-A-J-I-C. That's the cryptonym for the Majestic, Majesty 12. There's a bunch of different names it goes by, that whole, Majestic Documents thing. And, and I've talked about it on Reply to Zed's podcast with regards to the whole counterintelligence aspect of that and how that might be going. Another thing I picked up, was rather big on and still am, is information warfare. And I think Above Top Secret is an excellent resource for information warfare for a number of different reasons. Aside from the direct information, there's a lot of evidence of information warfare techniques being used on ATS, both wittingly and unwittingly, I think. But that's something I'll cover elsewhere. What I'm more interested in with the Big Adventure series is going through some of the wilder stuff that I've done. For example, the infamous Confessions of a Dark Sorcerer, The Thread That Wouldn't Die, which starts off with my talking about my lengthy six-month career practicing my own interpretation of a Wiccan magic, different type of magic, I guess, a long time ago, and some of my adventures with that. And that confessions thread, what's fascinating about that thread when I look at it, and every once in a while I'll go and just kind of browse through it, it's a huge thread. It's a long thread, and a lot of my posts are, it's me, so those posts are huge. And it's just kind of fascinating to watch the evolution. I'd like to think it was an upward evolution of myself going through that. Last summer was quite an experience for me. I can call it my spiritual awakening, whatever you want to call it. But that was the time when I, started dealing with some of my past issues, like the whole sorcery thing, and exploring, looking at where I was going to go from a spiritual standpoint. And that really turned out to be much more of an adventure than I anticipated, to put it mildly. When I started that thread, I thought, okay, this is good. I can kind of come out of the closet about the fact that I used to summon demons and, talk about some of the things you probably shouldn't want to play with when you're doing that. And what ended up happening is, of course, recorded in the threads, but I certainly did not anticipate how that was going to go when I started that thread. So, just at this standpoint, and I'm actually planning to get into the whole Prophet and Yoshiel things in a later episode. I'm kind of interested in the whole confessions thing now. But looking back on that, one of the things that's worth bearing in mind about me, and some people talk about it and then some people don't, but I'm a diagnosed bipolar person, which means it can mean many things. For example, the classic media portrayal of bipolar is someone who really, is like a bipolar one type person. And that type of bipolar means you'll be going along fine and everything's groovy, and then all of a sudden, one day, you just become stark raving insane. You tear your clothes off and run down the street, or you'll go and spend your life savings, on crazy things. And this is a real problem for some people. I've had some friends that are bipolar one, and when they get in that manic state, they are completely out of control. They have to be medicated. They have to be oftentimes locked up. It's a pretty bad situation. I'm not that kind of bipolar, thankfully. I'm more of the excitable boy variety of bipolar, which means I'll have hypomanic episodes and get a little while. The speech will start speeding up a little, get faster. You know, it's all really good. Then some more, blah, 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 hey, yeah. And I can't, I got to stay away from coffee. So, but, you know, one of the aspects of that is that because I can get that way, for example, this whole Confessions of Dark Tour, I'm pretty sure I was manic during that period. So the question that you need to ask when you're looking at this sort of stuff is, well, okay, is this all just the ravings of some guy who's manic? And quite possibly so. In fact, technically, yes, because if I'm manic and I'm raving, those are the ravings of a manic person or a maniac, if you will. On the other hand, what if, you know, in my meditations, I'm coming to see that the ideas of physical versus spiritual are arbitrary. These are things that we decide. It's sort of like, you know, saying that there's three spatial dimensions. We're the ones that say that they have to be at right angles to each other. That's a rule we made up. Nature did not make that rule up. The whole notion of spiritual and physical is a human, is a construction of ours. So the question with regards to, okay, so I'm a manic kind of guy. Well, am I, you know, is that a physical or a spiritual thing? I'm not sure there's a big, I don't know if it really matters. I think that that distinction is artificial. So I guess another way to look at it is any of this true? I don't know. I'm, you know, looking at the nature of perception and stuff like that, I think we're all pretty much prisoners of illusion. I think we may think we have the big picture, but I don't think so. I don't think any of us really does. You know, we can think that way, and it's comforting to think that way, but in reality, I don't think anyone really understands what's really going on, and maybe that's better that way. But getting back to all this stuff here with the Confessions of the Dark Sorcerer, and it starts off, I'm talking about sorcery. Along the line, user member Paul Richard comes along, also known as Brother Avatar. Hey, shout out to my Brother Avatar there. And starts talking about meditation, and I got into that, and that just opened doors for me that I didn't know existed. For anyone that's never tried it, and by the way, meditation, you know, there's all these concepts. You got to be in the lotus position, and you know, there's this whole mystical thing. You gotta, you know, it doesn't have to be that formal. Meditation can be, in my case, I have a nice comfortable bed. I go lie down on it. And the only difference between that and sleeping is I'm not sleeping. You know, I'm just relaxing and just calming down. And that is a wonderful thing to do. And in the course of doing that, all kinds of interesting things come to mind. And one of the things to bear in mind, I'm sure people, if they read through that confessions thread, they'll just go, okay, you're pulling our leg, right? You're definitely pulling my leg. This is some kind of hoax. Well, no, that's not what I'm doing. That's what's weird about that. And when I go back and I read that thread, I remember experiencing it. And that's the honest firsthand report of what I went through. Now, is that true? I don't know, but it's honestly reported. That's exactly, I mean, to the best of my ability, that is how it went. Now, you know, so am I crazy? Hey, maybe. But am I trying to just like, you know, pull some kind of funky scam or something like that? No, it's actually what happened. And sometimes I guess truth is stranger than fiction. You know, the other way to look at it is if I'm making this stuff up, wow, what an imagination. You know, I mean, just imagine that you could, I could go places with an imagination like that. But no, actually, that's what happened to me. So I'm kind of babbling and going in a lot of different directions here, but I wanted to introduce that and this whole notion of confessions, you know, what the deal with that thread is. And I guess I should, I'll go ahead in the comment thread for this. I'll go ahead and dig up and put a link to that for people if they want to check it out. Just watch out because some people really get upset if you bump that thread. Just fair warning. But getting back to the meditation thing, it's what I've coming to realize with that is that really all meditation is just calming yourself down to the point to where you can hear what's going on in your own mind. And I really think that everyone that exists has information within them that is of profound significance, that it really is probably beyond, I think, any of our ability to realize just how important each and every one of us is and the information that we contain, just how significant that is. In fact, I think a very real aspect of our existence is simply the lack of awareness of who we really are. And there's so much more to get into, but I, you know, kind of running out of time on this episode, and I'll get on to that in other episodes. The main thing that I'm looking to convey here is just to let people know that, you know, when you go through and you read this stuff, I'll be the first person to tell you that I don't know if it's true or not, but you have my assurance that it's honestly reported. And, you know, so if you're concerned about that, and hey, I'm telling you this, I don't necessarily expect you to believe me. In fact, I encourage people not to believe me. I used to actually say, don't believe anything I post. And I used to have that in bold at the top of my signature block. But a lot of people misinterpreted that as me saying, hey, I'm lying to you. But no, that's not what it is. I'm just saying, just don't believe this just because I said it. You know, check into this yourself. And that's ironically, that's kind of the way I put it for a lot of things. It's in the case of meditation, for example, you know, the way I see things is different from the way other people will see things, and each of us has our own perspective. So my advice, when you're wondering if any of this that's going on with me is just craziness or if there's something to it, is look within. Meditate yourself. And meditation, it doesn't have to be repeating mantras or lotus position or crystal meditation or anything like that. Just relax somewhere. Go lie down and someplace where it's quiet, and just allow yourself to kind of work through things. And at first, you'll just have all this junk floating around in your mind, and you just got to work your way through it. But once you get through all those things that have been bugging you, you'll get to a different level where you're starting to become aware of things that you would never ordinarily think you could be aware of. And I'll be getting to that in a future episode, I'm planning to at least anyway, and talk about just about meditation and where that can take you. Anyway, this has been the first episode of Magic's Big Adventure, Volume 1, and I hope you liked it. And if you were putting this on to fall asleep, pleasant dreams. This is Magic, signing out.